Now it's coming up to that time of year again where we're all thinking of going on holidays. And of course, if we're going on holidays, we need travel insurance. And here to tell me all about it is the lovely man from Dungarvan, Mel Shanley. Morning, Mel.
Well, hello. Hello, Linda. How are you all in part of the sunny southeast? I think are you the ancient east? Is that what we're called down here?
We feel ancient sometimes, Mel. Does that count?
But yes, you were dead right. It's holiday season again, or certainly I was in some airports there lately, and it's like it's back to better than it was before. With all the horrible things that are going on in the world, people have started to travel again in their droves.
And has travel insurance had to adapt with the COVID pandemic?
Well, all insurance is really, so people will notice, I'd say, anything from life insurance to any kind of protection to general insurance, car, motor, home. The insurers have slipped in questions in relation to COVID where they deem them to be applicable to the risk, right? So certainly, I remember at the start of COVID, certainly in the life assurance side of things, insurance companies were so uneasy about what COVID could bring down the line from a risk point of view, they were putting exclusions in all over the place. So travel insurance would be no different in that people now are probably finding when they go for travel insurance that there are extra supplementary questions now in everything. Have you had COVID? Have you recovered from COVID? Have you any symptoms of COVID? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you know?
If you knowingly travel with COVID and you end up being hospitalised, let's say you're flying to France, you have COVID, you know you have COVID, and you get hospitalised over there. Is that null and void from a travel insurance point of view?
Well, you see, that's a fantastic question. And here's the grey area, right? I'd say specifically with COVID, because it's incredibly unclear of how to actually calculate the time and date in which symptoms were first experienced, you see. So I'm not suggesting on the radio that we try to defraud the insurance companies of the world. But if you're traveling, I mean, look, to be straight up, if you're feeling unwell, I'm not a medic, but if you're feeling unwell, I'm sure common sense will tell you that you probably shouldn't travel, or you certainly should notify whoever needs to be notified that you are feeling unwell, right? Now, if you do land in France, for example, and experience, symptoms of COVID almost immediately, well, then obviously there's a very good chance that you had COVID before you left your origin country. But here's the grey area. Like, if you hadn't been tested, right, and most people aren't medics themselves, so I could have COVID now talking to you over the phone, and I don't know I have it. So I suppose to put all that mumbo-jumbo into some simple plain English, I would say to people, like, unless you're absolutely explicitly aware that you have COVID and you have tested positive, I would not have any concerns about my travel insurance whatsoever. I would simply say, if you presented yourself to a hospital or clinic, during your holidays, I'd say it couldn't possibly be proven that you had COVID before you departed your origin country, or you were attempting to disguise the fact that you had COVID and therefore trying to defraud the insurance companies of this world. I'd say that's an absolute long shot, you know.
So to come back to the travel insurance itself, there'll be a lot of people listening to this kind of going, like, do you really need travel insurance while you're travelling abroad? I mean, like, how important is travel insurance?
Well, we've talked about this before, because we've been talking about these topics now for quite a number of years, and it does come up typically around this time of the year because people start to motivate themselves to get on planes, and certainly since COVID is gone, I see the figures this morning that particularly across the British Isles, including Ireland, travelling numbers are up above what they were pre-COVID. So it's actually after getting busier. But here's the thing. We talked about this before. If you have a private health insurance policy in the Republic of Ireland with LEIA or VHI or Irish Life Health, there's a very, very good chance that you have what they call accident and emergency overseas cover on your health insurance policy. So what that means in plain English is that for any one trip of up to and including 30 days, anywhere in the world, if you take ill, that accident and emergency overseas cover will cover you. Typically what you'll have is an international assist number on the back of your card, whichever health insurance company you're with. So God forbid something happens to you, you can ring that international assist number. They'll direct you to the nearest hospital or clinic that's on their list of participating hospitals or clinics, and you'll be taken care of. And typically cover is, I'd say, up to probably about €1 million worth of cover. So quite comprehensive, and you would expect that unless something absolutely catastrophic happens to you, your medical needs will be taken care of. So people should check first, and I'm going to put a couple of caveats in there, because most people that have health insurance have this benefit built into the policy almost free and automatically. They probably don't even know they have it. So I would say to people, and it typically covers, you know, accident and emergency, you know, breaks, trips, falls, sickness, illness, food poisoning, road traffic accident, whatever. It will typically cover everything, right? God forbid you get a heart attack or you take ill and suddenly or whatever. The policy will cover everything. The only difference I would see between that cover and what you might have in a travel insurance policy are things like lost luggage, cancelled flights, you know, other bits and pieces like that. So I'd go out on a limb. As an advisor, I'd go out on a limb and I'd say, do you know what? If the travel insurance policy costs more than £50, personally, I wouldn't bother with it if I had accident, emergency, overseas cover on my health insurance, right? Because really, lost luggage, cancelled flights, by the time you claim on those, after about 6 blooming months, you get truppence halfpenny back from the insurance company and you're scratching your head saying, why did I bother, you know? I think people's big concerns, obviously, when they go on holidays is, what if something serious happens to me or the kids? You know, what do we do? So that's our philosophy in Quantum Life in relation to travel insurance. You may already have quite considerable benefits attached to a health insurance policy if you're lucky enough to have health insurance. If you don't, certainly travel insurance is worth considering, but I wouldn't necessarily be paying more than about €50 for a family policy. You can buy them online under, you know, typically under the heading of like gadget insurance, and quite a popular thing, you know. And one last thing on that is that the older listeners that you might have there, when you get over 65, insurance companies typically don't like to cover people that are over 65 because they say they're higher risk. They'll get ill quicker. There's a better chance they'll get a trip or a fall when they're on holidays. The claims are higher, etc., etc. So they're being very sneaky in the last number of years, particularly pre-COVID, is that they'll ask you, are you over 65 when you are filling out the form or applying for the cover, obviously. But then they'll also ask you, do you have health insurance? Because they're able to manage the risk on their travel policy by knowing, well, if you have health insurance, you have accidents, emergency, overseas cover. So you won't be able to claim twice. Do you know what I mean? So they kind of, it's a little bit sneaky. I don't like it. I mean, really, it's none of the travel insurance company's business if you have health insurance, right? But they have started to ask that question now over the last number of years. And, you know, I just don't like, it's not in the spirit of the whole thing as far as I'm concerned, but it certainly gives them an out in that if I'm 65 and I go overseas and I have health insurance, you know, part of their risk is actually taken away from them, you know.
What happens if you're over 65 and you don't have private health insurance? Are they likely to cover you then?
They probably will, but you know what? It doesn't give me any pleasure to say it, but they'll probably fleece you, I suppose, for the want of a better term. And I've heard of horrible stories where, you know, certain senior citizens or elder years or over 65s, retired people, can pay up to 150 or 200 euros for a very basic single trip travel insurance policy, which is, I mean, that's ridiculous, like absolutely ridiculous. It'd be nearly cheaper to take out the health insurance, you know.
Yeah, true. Well, I suppose it boils down to what we always say at the end of these interviews. It's shop around, and if in doubt, pick up the phone and ask someone.
Exactly. Ask the questions. There's no such thing as a silly question or a stupid question. Ask the question and you'd be given the answer.
Brilliant. Mel, as always, thanks a million for joining us. I'll leave you go and let you go back down to sunny West Waterford, I believe, at the moment, is it?
Well, at the moment, but you never know. We're in this country, we're never too far away from a good wetting, sure we're not.
Yeah, listen, it's always sunny in West Waterford. I know what you're talking about. Mel Shanley from Quantum Life, Dungarvan, thanks a million.
Thank you.